Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute.
Hey, take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
What, might you ask, do baseball and Sitka's Crowbar Hotel or its jail have in common? Well, a great story is told to me by Larry Calvin, for one. In 1947, Larry's father, Frank, was not only Sitka's city clerk, he was also the local magistrate. One of his duties was to dole out justice to citizenry who had perpetrated minor crimes which were not so egregious as to threaten public safety. Back then, the Sitka Jail was located in what is now the First National Bank of Alaska building on Lincoln Street. At the time, it was more convenient and fiscally frugal for our police chief, Stormy Durand, to open up the cells of the misbehaved inhabitants at 8 o'clock in the morning and send them to the local cafe across the street for their breakfast. On their honor, of course, and with the pledge that they would return that evening so he could lock them up for the night. That way, all the fuss of serving meals to prisoners was avoided, and the hooligans could go to work and hopefully contribute to society. It was a good deal all around, if you could call sleeping behind bars at night any kind of a good deal. A community-spirited man, Magistrate Frank Calvin, was called upon by one of the local baseball teams to sell raffle tickets during a game. Even more than today, spirited baseball contests were a major source of summer entertainment for Sitkans. These hotly contested contests included local teams and the occasional armed services team, some of which were just passing through and wanted to have a run at the local baseball talent. While Magistrate Calvin was working the stand selling tickets, his eyes kept catching shadowy movements that he at first thought nothing of as he went about hawking raffles. However, it soon became apparent the mysterious figures were trying to avoid him. Curiosity aroused, Mr. Calvin made a determined effort to find out why two men would be so anxious as to avoid him. Soon, he found two surprised gentlemen skulking underneath the bleachers, both of whom he had just thrown in the hoosegow that morning. Somewhat perplexed and disturbed that these offenders were not nestled in their bunks at the local jail, for it was past time for them to have returned to their lodgings, he asked the pair, "I just put you in jail this morning. What in heaven's name are you doing at a baseball game?" Without missing a beat, one of the pair boldly spilled the beans and gave their rationale for tardiness in returning to jail. "Why, Your Honor, with a baseball game and such a beautiful evening as tonight, it's just simply too nice to be locked up. It would be cruel and unusual punishment to keep us behind bars." Well, with these past few weeks of beautiful weather reminding us of Sitka's grandeur on sunny days, who could blame them? By the way, a quick message to Stormy got the boys back in the slammer. I wonder if they had to eat breakfast behind bars for the next few days. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.